you so much for staying online. Is this Clarence?
Yes.
Hi, Clarence. How are you?
Okay.
Good to hear that. Okay, so I actually got a couple of emails from you, and let me just open that up. Okay. The recent one that I got from you, it says the accompanying link contains the article one suggested the editorial staff of Penguin Book Writers could extrapolate comments I solely authored for use on the back book cover of Volume 2 of Remember to Remember What You Already Know. Okay. So where exactly? You want to use this on the back cover?
Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Should we insert the link of the article? Because to be very honest, if it's going to be printed on the back cover of your book, specifically the link, then people will not be able to open up the link or, you know, type.
Well, if you are printing the book, you can can copy from that National Police Institute thing and put what you believe is relevant.
Yes.
On there. It doesn't have to, the link doesn't have to be put on there.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Then it has to go inside the book instead of the back cover, because back cover is either going to have the synopsis of the book. Moreover, it can have a short bio of you. That's all that can go on the back cover of Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Okay, we'll put it on the inside cover of Volume 2. But the whole, I mean, I don't understand having just use the link, and now you're saying the link can't be opened by people. People
exactly.
will not buy a book, I don't think, and have to go to a link for something else.
Exactly my point. See, since you mentioned that you want this on the back cover, there are two ways of putting it. Either we copy-paste the entire article and paste it on the back cover, which is not possible as well because we're not going to have so much space to incorporate the complete article. Secondly, if we proceed with the link, it is completely pointless. It doesn't make any sense having a link published on the back cover because on the printed copies, people, what could possibly they do with the link, right? Is that making sense to you? So that's
no.
what I'm saying. That let's, okay.
No, well, where can you put it in the second volume?
Yes, inside the book. Inside the book somewhere. We can incorporate it somewhere inside the book. That would make sense because whether it's printed or if it's electronically available, people will be able to read the content of this article.
Okay, we'll put it inside, but I don't want a link. I want it printed.
Of course, it's going to be printed inside the book because, as I said, putting up the link in the printed copy, that doesn't make any sense. So I'm not going that route.
Well, I don't care. I just want, I think that article
mm-hmm.
explains what I'm trying to say. So I want it in the book since it can't go on the back. I thought it could, at least part of it could go on the back. But if you're saying it can't go, put it inside the book. But it would
mm-hmm.
be near the rear of the book. It wouldn't be in the middle, and it wouldn't be up at the front.
Exactly. So it should be somewhere towards the end of the book.
Well, somewhere towards the end. Where are you talking about? It would be. I've got the way I wrote it. The end of the book is the way I want it printed. Now you can after that. You all can figure out where you put it after the end.
Yes, yes. See, this is a discussion that you and I are having, and we are coming up with possible resolutions in terms of the placement of it. Maybe the team can advise something better than that, you know, something more effective and efficient. So let me have a discussion with them, tell them what you're proposing, and then let's see what they say.
All right, well, you know, I'm trying to... You know, I thought, you know, the one volume was what I wanted to go with. You told me that it wouldn't sell, so put it in two volumes. Now
mm-hmm.
we have the two volumes,
mm-hmm.
and you broke. So now I want to get this in the second volume
mm-hmm.
and not
okay.
in the middle of the book because it won't make any sense.
Of course, and I agree with you on that.
Well, what's going to be on the back cover?
On the back cover will be a short synopsis of the book along with your bio.
Okay. Yeah.
Picture, yeah. Most probably. The one that you provided to me, is that good to go on the back cover?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll put that picture. Let's have the initial mock-ups first for the front cover of both volumes. Once we approve that, then we're going to move on to the back cover of it in terms of the content. Okay?
All right. And also in terms of putting in inside of the second volume,
mm-hmm.
the article, Race and the Police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to go in the second volume somewhere towards the end. And as I said, I'm still going to discuss this with the team. Let's see what they come up with. And, of course, it's not going to be in the middle of the book. So they're going to come up with something creative. Let's see what they say, and then we'll take the next plan of action according to what they recommend.
Okay. Well, you do have the link to the article.
Yes, I do. I'm looking at it right now. You sent it to me. It says Race and the Police, and the article was posted on February 18th, 2016. That's the same one?
Right. Yes, that's it.
Okay, perfect. All right, I wanted to give you a quick update on the drafts and progress as well. I have gotten the draft till chapter 4 for volume 1, so I'm going to send that to you as soon as we hang up. And the book covers are being prepared.
Okay, well, it's moving along, you
yes.
know. And how's it, in your professional opinion, how's it looking?
I think it's going to look great. Currently, we haven't formatted the book as per the publishing standards, but once we format that, you know, that's going to be done right at the end. Once we have completed the revisions and changes in the content of both volumes, then we will format it. That means work on the layout. Once that is done, your book will be ready and fully furnished. So I'm going to send you both completed files once we are at that stage.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right, then. Let me send you the current progress on Volume 1. You can review that just like how you did the last time, and we will move forward from there after your feedback.
Okay. All right, then. No problem.
Okay. All right, one All more right. thing before I let you go, Clarence. My manager actually tried to ring you, and he couldn't get through to you. He wanted to have a discussion with you in regards to the marketing plan of both books.
Well, what's his name? Did he call me on my home phone? Has an answering machine.
Yes.
So no, there was no message left there.
Okay, well, I'm going to reschedule that for you. And okay, how about tomorrow? What time can you be available tomorrow for a call?
Up until 2 o'clock, I'm available.
2 o'clock Eastern Time?
Yeah, Eastern Time. I'll be available up until 2 o'clock, and then I will have to pick my wife up. And I don't know what time that's going to be.
Okay, how about if I schedule it for 1 o'clock Eastern Time? Would that work?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to notify him, and you can just talk to him tomorrow in regards to the plan and everything else. He'll explain everything to you. By the way, he's one of those people who has worked on bestsellers. So, well, you'll speak to him and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, what's his name?
His name is Ethan Hale.
Nathan?
Ethan. E as in Echo. Yes.
Okay, all right, Ethan Hale.
Yes.
And that'll be at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
That is correct. You got it.
Okay. All right,
okay.
then.
All right.
You have a good day.
All right. Thank you so much, Clarence, for your time. I'm going to keep you posted, and as soon as we hang up, I'm sending you the draft to review, the next draft for Volume 1. So review that. Provide me any revisions or changes if you have. If not, just approve it so we can move further.
Okay, I'll do that.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you once again. You have yourself
right.
a wonderful day.
Same to you.
Bye. Bye-bye.